Chile is the home of the hottest hits. It's Paul and Maddie Garwood for your Wednesday morning. Just two sleeps to go now.
Yeah.
Tonight it's and tomorrow exciting. Night. And then it's here. The big fight of the Silver Dome. Daniel Gill, the hometown hero. He is going up against Randall Quinlan. We are so lucky to have him. We've also got his minder, Bailey. He's joined us in the studio. How are you going, guys?
Hey. Good.
<It's> good. Now, I'll start off with Bailey. You know, your dad's done a couple of interviews now. Is he going all right?
Yeah, he's going all right. Yeah. Just a bit of a chink in his neck.
That's nice to hear anyway. Now, Daniel, we're super psyched to have you here, man. We're pumped for the fight. First off, how's the body feeling? Obviously, you're going through a pretty hardcore regime of... is it regime or regiment?
Either one, yeah. Yeah, we've been training really hard. You know, we've put in a great training camp and... You know, the body's feeling great. Had a bit of a massage from the guys next door.
Yes, we did see that through the window.
So can't help you
with that. No worries. I think Rob fixed the neck up anyway. But everything's gone really well, and looking forward to getting in there on Friday. It's gonna be a great fight, and I'm looking forward to the crowd as well. It's gonna be a great crowd, and hopefully we can still get a few more people that want to come along and enjoy it as well.
Yeah, we will absolutely. And that's the thing that's notorious about Launceston as well, is it is quite a late-buying audience.
Big time.
And to be a hometown, you know, it's great. We're so privileged to have you guys fighting down here. So, I can't wait to go.
Because it was supposed to be in Sydney, of course, and Randall happy to move down to Lonnie. Mm. Do you still get nervous in that first, you're coming out to the crowd, and does it push you to just go even harder? Or what do you do with that?
Well, you do definitely get nerves. Sometimes you have to bring on the nerves yourself. I mean, I've been in there a lot. I've had a lot of fights, so sometimes you can be a little bit too relaxed. So you want a few nerves. They keep you a little bit more pumped, a little
focus
bit more
well.
On edge, yep. And yeah, focused definitely. So you know, you bring on a little bit of nerves, and it switches you on a little bit more. But having that crowd, that support behind you, definitely gives you a kick along as well.
Yeah, you've got Bailey along with you now. You've got four kids.
That's right.
Are they allowed to watch the fights? What's the go there?
At the moment, their mum doesn't like them coming to the fights, which is understandable. I mean, the guys are still pretty young at this stage.
Yeah, yeah.
When they get a little bit older, I mean, they can make the choice whether they want to come or not. It's pretty crazy and hectic at the fights as well.
Bailey, once you reach that age, watch the mundane fight, all right? And replay it over and over again. So
we did get a little bit of insight from Bailey before. He was saying how he likes to play a few games.
Yeah, he's an Xbox man.
Yep, and PC, and he's not so much allowed to have the boxing games because Mum reckons he gets his feel. So I reckon that was a great little insight there, Bailey.
That's right.
It is the IBO Super Middleweight at the Silver Dome this Friday. Randall Quinlan, what do you think his biggest danger is there?
I mean, he's a good, young, strong fighter. I mean, he's powerful. He's going to want to come out and, cause an upset as well. You know, we're treating him that way. We know he can be very dangerous. So I've just got to stick to my guns, stick to my game plan. I know what I have to do. But also, you know, he's campaigned at super middleweight his whole career. You know, I'm just stepping up to that weight for this fight. I think I've got a little bit to prove. But at this stage, things are going really, really well. I've developed a lot of strength and... You know, I can't wait for it.
Yeah, we can't wait either. And do you know, I mean, because you know, it's one of those things that's going around a lot these days is that the whole smack talk thing. Do you buy into that? Do you get involved or do you just sort of keep it pretty respectful?
Yeah, no, normally I keep it pretty respectful. I've never really sort of bought myself
that's
down
not your
for
style.
It.
No,
not,
and I think that's
style.
What people love about you too, though, as well. You know, you've got that character that, you know, you're not going to go on there and get, like, selling the bomb life, you know. Like, you're not going to get in on the whole McGregor kind of style, which is what people love about you as well.
Yeah, thanks. I mean, that's the way that I, you know, wanted to do it. I guess try and bring a little bit of respectability to boxing, and yeah, hopefully it's working.
And it's true to your character as well. We've read that you're donating your purse to charity. Do you want to mention who's going to be receiving this one?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Lymphoma Australia were great supporters of my mum. Before she passed away, and you know they helped. They done so many good things for her. So you know, we just wanted to. I personally just wanted to help a little bit back for those guys. And, you know, there's a lot of families around Australia that are struggling. And you know, from my family that's been through that with mum, if we can help out a few other families, you know, then it's going
to
be great.
You can help out. Come down to the fight. It's at the Silver Dome Friday, the 14th. Get your tickets at silverdome.com.au. Also, tickets.com is going to be huge. Mm. Daniel Gill, mate, it's been a pleasure having you.
Awesome. Thanks today, guys.
No, and thank you, Bailey, as well, looking after Dad today.
That's all right.
Awesome. We got more tunes right now. This is Calvin Harris, My Way on Chili.